إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. أما بعد، I welcome all of you, and tonight inshallah ta'ala is Saturday nights here at Masjid al-Tawheed in Stone Mountain, Georgia. This is for general lecture and general topics. We're going to do tonight inshallah ta'ala part 2 from the talk that we started 5 weeks ago. Actually, the part 1 was 5 weeks ago, Tariq al-Hidayah, the pathways to guidance and to be rightly guided. A talk by our beloved Shaykh Dr. Abdul Razzaq al-Abbad Hafidhahullah. And the reason why there is this gap, because the next weekend, actually I wasn't feeling too good and I wasn't able to do it. The weekend after that, we had a seminar for our youth. And then after that, I was traveling. Alhamdulillah, ala kulli hal. Now, it is the time to go ahead and do the part 2 of this very important topic. Since it's been a time between the first talk and the part 1, let's give you a summary so we can bring you back to the topic, okay? Because if I just start talking and say, and the Shaykh continue, people, they may get lost. So I'm going to refresh you, inshallah, into this, inshallah ta'ala. First of all, the Shaykh said this is a topic of extreme importance. Hidayah, to be rightly guided. And what is the path? What helps us to be guided? Because when you're rightly guided on the path by doing what is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by acting upon the commands of Allah and staying away from the prohibitions, they have great results on your life, on your heart, on your soul, on your limbs, in your life. They humble you, make you modest, and you will live no worries. You will have a life, no worries. Why? Because you believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You're guided. You're on a path of the Jannah. Whatever happened, whatever people are talking about, he's broke, he's this, he's going through hardship, he can't sleep, he's depressed, got an anxiety. And you look at these people like, subhanAllah, why? Why you got all this? Because you're guided. Because you just live here. Your heart and soul are connected to the Jannah. That's what your home. That's what you want to go back to. Because our parents, Adam and Eve, alayhim as-salam, they lived in the Jannah. As-Sheikh Ibn al-Uthaymeen or as-Sheikh Salih al-Fawzan, Hafidhahu ta'ala, says, yes, they lived in the Jannah. That was their place, that's their home. Our parents. But they opposed the command of Allah. They opposed the command of Allah. So they were expelled from the Jannah to the earth. But alhamdulillah, they ask Allah for forgiveness. They repent. And Allah accepted their repentance. And He made now, earth is our place for a moment. It's not the dwelling place. Nobody will live here forever in this one. It's just a passing. We're passing through, Akhwan, to go back to the place that Allah has promised the believers and the right, righteous people, the good doors. May Allah make us from them, ameen, and cause us to die upon that. So that we can go back to our home, the Jannah, that Allah has prepared for the muttaqoon, for the pious, for the righteous, for the believers, for the Muslims, those who submit their will to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by acting upon His commands and staying away from the prohibitions. Naam, ya akhwan. So this is the goal. This is the goal that we should have. And istiqamah, to be upright. Hidayah, to be guided. It will help a lot. It will help. Because you're concerned in the Jannah. So you don't worry about the dunya. Anything that you see in this dunya and you cannot get that guidance, if you are upon guidance, certainly you will get it in the Jannah. You get better than that in the Jannah. Think about anything. In a beautiful house that you cannot get, well, be patient. Do what you're commanded to do. Fulfill your obligations. Do what you were created for, and you make it to the Jannah, you'll get houses better than the dunya and what's in it. Not just better than one house in here. There is no comparison whatsoever. And the same thing on women, on fruits and vegetables and wine and milk and food and anything. That's why some of the Salaf, the pious predecessors, when they used to see something in this dunya that they like, but they cannot get it, they say, inshallah, we'll get better in the Jannah. We'll get better in the Jannah, inshallah. And the Shaykh, he mentioned to us that if you want to be guided, you have to be on the path of guidance. And that path, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of His mercy, has already shown us what path it is. It is only one path. But yet, since you're in this dunya, there is other paths. And don't forget about the shaitan. Shaitan, he's going to come and try to mislead you from the path. To mislead us, I'm included too. The shaitan is going to come and cover the path. He's going to put signs that this path is dangerous for you. The bridge is out. The shaitan is going to put signs in that path, that is path of righteousness, to make you feel like this is the wrong path. And then those wrong paths that we don't supposed to be on, the shaitan is going to make them all beautiful, look good. Okay, that's why the Shaykh, he mentioned two narrations. He said in his beginning of his talk that this talk is based on two narrations. We mentioned the first one. I remind you briefly of the first one. And the Shaykh, he mentioned that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given a parable, an example of the path, the straight path. He says that straight path that Allah commands us to be upon, and that path that leads us to the Jannah and to the pleasure of Allah, and the everlasting entertainment that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prepared for the believers and promised the believers, and the promise of Allah is true. That path, there is a Sirat al-Mustaqim. He says, oh, it's like this way, this route. But that route, they have two walls. There is a road, they have this path, they have two walls. One wall on this side and wall on the other. And on those walls there is gateways, meaning open doors. Doors without doors. You know, they open space without, like the door that you shut. And on each one of those doorways, or gateways, the doorways, there is curtain. SubhanAllah, there is only curtain. It's not like there is a door that you try to open, it's a lock and you don't have the key, and then you go back. No, there is a curtain. What do you do with a curtain? You just move it with one finger, one little finger. You don't even have to use all hand. If there is a curtain, of course, that curtain, you can't see beyond. You can't. Oh, you sit there, but it's easy. You can go through the curtain. Can you go through a wall? Can you go through a door that is locked? No, you can't. But a curtain is easy. You just get the curtain like this. And that's it. And you can see. But what's behind the curtain? Maharimullah. The thing that Allah made forbidden for us. It's like you go in to a door and you know there is women on the other side of the curtain. They're not your wife. She's not, none of them is your mother. None of them is your sister. You have no business looking beyond the curtain. Have you? No. Likewise. So the Shaykh, he says, and there is a caller upon that Sirat saying, O people, keep yourselves on the path. Keep moving on the path. And do not mess with those curtains. Do not touch them. Do not open them. Because if you open anyone, you will get in. You will get in. He says, woe to you. Do not open any of those doorways. Because if you open any one of them, you're in. And you're in to the maharim of Allah. Okay? And he mentioned here, the Prophet ﷺ, he says, that the sirat is Islam. The sirat is Islam. Mean, hold on firm to Islam. You can't just have one foot here and the other foot still in the dunya. Can't do that. You can't just be a Muslim only on Friday. But the rest of the weeks you have your own program. You cannot just wait until Ramadan to be a good Muslim. Now you gotta be Muslim every single day. Every single morning and afternoon and evening. Whether you're home at the masjid, driving, walking, eating, whatever it is the case. You got to be on Islam. That's the path. You're driving on a path. What do you think? Can you remove yourself from the path? You go in a ditch? No, you're going to stay on a path. That path is Islam. The two walls are the limits of Allah. The limits, because that's a wall. You can't go through it. And those doorways are maharim Allah, the forbidden things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has tell us to stay away from it. But look, there is a curtain that shows how easy for the human being to get into the haram. Jeez. You want to backbite somebody? It's not taking no time. You can backbite somebody in China. You don't have to go to him. You can backbite somebody right now. Slander somebody. He's in Kenya right now. He's in Japan. He's in, I don't know what country it is. And that's how easy to fall into the haram. But if we stick to Islam, to the path, inshallah ta'ala, that will help us. And the caller that is calling upon the sirat is the book of Allah. The book of Allah telling you to stay on the path. Stay on the path, that's the book of Allah. When you read the book of Allah, as the Shaykh says, with reflection, when you ponder, not just reading it, but you're thinking about it, and you have the intention to apply it, the book of Allah is telling you every single ayah and step, telling you to stay on Islam. Be Muslim and die not except as a Muslim. وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. That's what the book of Allah is telling us. What does it mean? Meaning, be Muslim, practice Islam. Because you don't know when you're going to die. If somebody says, listen man, Friday that's enough, Saturday he's his own. He's doing his home program. Death may come to him on that Saturday. Can he say to the angel of death, oh, come back next Friday? No way. So if you act upon Islam, you will die inshallah as a Muslim upon Islam. And also, he mentioned another hadith. Now that's what we're going to continue. The hadith. The Shaykh mentioned another hadith. قال والحديث الآخر حديث عبد الله بن مسعود رضي الله عنه رواه الإمام أحمد في مسنده. The second hadith is the hadith of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud رضي الله عنه that Imam Ahmad has brought in his Musnad. He says, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud رضي الله عنه said, خط لنا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم خطا ثم قال هذا سبيل الله سبيل الله. He says, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم draw for us a line. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he did draw. He drew a line for us. And he says, this is the path of Allah. ثم خط خطوطا عن يمينه وعن شماله. Then the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he drew other lines. To the right of that line and to its left. To its right and to its left. ثم قال, and then the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, هذه سبل قال يزيد الراوي متفرقة على كل سبيل منها شيطان يدعو إليه. He says, these paths The sub-narrator Yazid says, mutafarriqa, they crooked and go in different ways. He says, on each and every one of these paths, there is shaitan calling to it. Allahu Akbar. What do you think shaitan is going to call us to what? On every single path, from those crooked paths and divided paths and stray away paths, there is a shaitan calling to it. ثُمَّ قَرَأَ The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he recites, وَأَنَّ هَذَا صِرَاطِي مُسْتَقِيمًا فَاتَّبِعُوهُ وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا السُّبُلَ فَتَفَرَّقَ بِكُمْ عَنْ سَبِيلِهِ And this is my path that is straight. So follow it. All of you follow it. And do not follow the many other paths. For certainly they will take you further away from the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. يقول الشيخ حفظه الله هذه الآية وهذا الحديث أي حديث ابن مسعود رضي الله عنه فيه الدلالة إلى أن طريق الله المستقيم طريق واحد لا ثاني له He said in this ayah and the hadith of Ibn Mas'ud رضي الله عنه in both of them is a clear proof in the ayah and in the hadith in both of them There is a clear proof that the path of Allah, that straight path, that path that is straight, is only one path. There is not two of them. There is only one. The path of Allah that is straight, it is one single path. طَرِيقٌ مُسْتَقِيمٌ A path that is straight. No crookedness in it. It is straight. يصل بالعبد من هذه الحياة الدنيا إلى الجنة. This is a path that takes this person, take a person who embark himself upon it from this life of this world to the Jannah. May Allah keep us firm upon the path. Ameen. طريق المستقيم. Sheikh once again he says, a path that is straight. لا عوج فيه ولا ميلان. This is a path so straight, no crookedness. It's not tilted to the right, to the left. It's so straight. وَإِنَّمَا هُوَ طَرِيقٌ مُسْتَقِيمٌ مُمْتَدٌ مُسْتَقِيمٌ يَسْرُ بِالْعَبْدِ مِنْ هَذِهِ الدُّنْيَا لَجَنَّةِ Rather, it is a path that is straight and links the person to the Jannah. وَمِثْلُ مَا جَاءَ عَلِي بِنْ مَسْعُودٍ راوي هذا الحديث أن رجلا سأله قال له ما الصراط المستقيم A similar narration that Ibn Mas'ud رضي الله عنه he narrated to us that a man came and asked Ibn Mas'ud رضي الله عنه a question What is the صراط المستقيم الله أكبر What is the straight path What is this path that is straight ما هو الصراط المستقيم A man came and asked one of the most learned among the Sahaba Abdullah ibn Mas'ud رضي الله عنه What is the straight path ما هو الصراط المستقيم قال He said to him تركنا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم في أوله يعني في بدايته ونهايته في الجنة. He says, yes, the straight path is that which the Prophet ﷺ left us upon. Its beginning, the beginning of this path is that which the Prophet ﷺ left us upon, and its end is in the Jannah. Allahu Akbar. Ah, look where it starts and look where it ends. وَعَلَيْهِ جواد من الجادة أي طرق but on the side of this path there are other paths other ways وفي هذه الجواد رجال يدعون and he says and upon every path and those ways there are people that are calling to it men that are calling to it to them فمن سلك هذه الطرق التي على جنبتي الصراط انتهت به إلى النار. So if somebody ride on any of these paths that to the side of the straight path, they will lead him to the hellfire. والعياذ بالله. ومن سار على الصراط المستقيم انتهى به إلى الجنة. And whoever stay and remain steadfast on the path, the straight path, that leads him to the Jannah. The Shaykh says, فالنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم بيّن لنا في الحديث بهذا المثال العظيم البديع الذي وضح فيه الصراط المستقيم غاية الإيضاح بيّنه لنا. He says, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم in this hadith, by striking this beautiful example, this great example, he made clear to us what is the path. He is clear to us. الصراط المستقيم طريق واضح. The straight path is clear. There's no ambiguity in it. No ambiguity in it. It's clear. وهو التزام دين الله. What is the straight path that is clear? To adhere firmly, sincerely to the deen of Allah, to the religion of Allah. Not just whenever you want, you take from Islam whatever works with you, whenever doesn't work with you, you throw it away. La. You act upon Islam. You adhere to it. هو إسلام الوجه لله. To submit your faith and yourself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because you're a servant of Allah. هذا الصراط المستقيم هو الإقامة على طاعة الله. What is the straight path? I mean, he's telling us, how you know that you're in this path? How you know? We're not talking about 95 north or south here, right? Talking about the path that leads to the Jannah. It's very important. How do you know? This is how you know. Are you adhering to Islam, to the deen of Allah? Are you submitting your faith and yourself to the will of Allah? Are you upon obedience to Allah? وَالْمُحَافَدَ عَلَىٰ عِبَادَتِهِ. Are you preserving and performing the acts of worship? That's how you, this is how we check ourselves. Are we on this path? Because if we're not doing none of this, we got to be away from this path. وَالْبُعْدُ عَنْ مَا حَرَّمَ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ. There is another indication that we are on the path by staying away from what Allah has made haram and forbidden. Somebody messing with the haram and he's still on the path. Allahu Akbar. Because this path has no haram in it, man. You can't be making haram and be flimsy and pray whenever you want and be righteous whenever you want. La. Luzumu deen. You gotta be firm upon the deen of Allah. إذا زل الإنسان إذا أخطأ قارف ذنبا معصية أو نحو ذلك فإنه ينيب ويعود لفوره إلى طريق الله المستقيم. He says, now this is what you need to do. You want to stay on a path? That's what you need to do. You be steadfast upon the religion of Allah. You submit your faith and yourself willingly to Allah. You be obedient to Allah. You stay away from the haram. You fulfill the obligations and the acts of worship. Now, however, the Shaykh says, but if you stumble one day, the surface you're walking on gets slippery sometimes, and you fall off, and you wrong yourself, you commit a sin, you disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or the like, turn to Allah with repentance immediately. And that will bring you back straight to the path that is straight. When one of us is going, for example, to Florida, and then somebody give you direction, or you have it with you, and you know you're supposed to be on this way, but then you made a mistake, you're not paying attention, and then you're driving, and you're like, wait a minute, I was supposed to be going north, why am I going east? Because you weren't paying attention, you make an exit, you didn't follow directions. What we usually do? Huh? What we usually do as soon as we find ourselves that we are not on the path we're supposed to be, what we usually do now? Get mad, yes, some people get mad. Yes, you're right, he's speaking the truth, alhamdulillah. Yes, some people get mad. Naam, Harun. Turn back. Ahsant. Turn back. Naam, after getting mad, you turn back. Right, Muhammad? Right, Muhammad? Because getting mad and sit there, and what's going to do you, that's going to do you any good? No. Naam, people get mad, but then you want to do better than that. You want to get back. Get back where?
Right
to the path that's going to take you where you're supposed to be going. Where are we supposed to be going? In this life. To the Jannah. That's it. To the Jannah. But the path that leads to the Jannah is this path. Obedience to Allah. Tawheed. Staying away from the haram. Staying away from disobeying Allah. If we find ourselves doing any of these things, that we're disobeying Allah, we're falling short, we're acting upon some of the things that Allah tells us not to act upon. We're missing any action in places or the time where Allah wants us to be. Then we should go back to the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You repent from your mistake, from your sin, and that's going to take you back inshaAllah to the path. وَيَعُودُ لِسُلُوكِ هَذَا الطَّرِيقِ عَلَى أَحْسَنِ مَا يَكُونُ وَأَتَمِّ مَا يَكُونُ. But the person will learn from his mistake. So subhanAllah, this mistake took me away from the path. Now how much time I have wasted now? Now how much time I could be gone now? Especially, if you make the wrong move, would that set you back like half an hour or an hour? Right or wrong? And you get there late. Likewise, you regret, you say, subhanAllah, this sin, this disobedience, this, that, this negligence, set me back. Muhammad ibn Sirin, rahimahullah, he used to interpret dreams too. He was from the ulama of the Salaf. And a man came to him and said to him, listen, I have a dream. I saw my companions. These are people that we all do things. We study together. We do a lot of things together. But I saw them in this dream, they riding on horses. And they just riding easy ride. And they way ahead of me. But me, I'm behind them, I'm riding faster. But them, they just ride on ease. And I couldn't catch up with them. I couldn't catch up with them. He said to him, did you miss the jama'ah yesterday in the masjid? He said, yes, that's what it is. They're ahead of you now. Can't catch up with them. SubhanAllah. But we don't pay attention to these things. I pray. Some of us pray, don't pray, is all the same. Pray jama'ah or don't pray, it's okay. Some even worse, they be drinking coffee in some coffee shop. Time for the salat, and somebody may remind them, Akhwan, salat. Okay, go ahead, man. So what, man? Alhamdulillah, I drink my coffee. Can you imagine if somebody rich in the community says, listen, whenever you pray in a jama'ah, I give you $10,000. Huh? Who's going to miss the jama'ah now? Can somebody stay in Dunkin' Donuts and drink his coffee? Huh? Especially when somebody tell him, Akhi, let's go, 10,000. Yeah, you go get that 10,000. I don't need it. Let's say somebody, mashallah, he's been getting this 10,000 for years and he's rich. He may say, listen, Akhi, let's go ahead. I don't need that money. But can anyone in his right mind say, I don't need good deeds? Can anyone in his right mind say, listen, Akhi, I've been worshipping Allah for years. I got enough good deeds, man. Can anyone in his right mind say something like that? See, that's what I'm talking about. طيب. So the Shaykh said, the person will learn a lesson from his mistakes. Because those mistakes, those sins, took him away from the path. And what guarantees this person have? Maybe when he was away from that path, maybe he died. He may never come back to the path. You know what I'm talking about? And you learn a lesson. We're human, akhi. We wrong ourselves. But this was going to help us. reminders. The ilm, the knowledge. The Prophet ﷺ, he says, كُلُّ بَنِي آدَمَ خَطَّاءُ وَخَيْرُ الْخَطَّائِينَ التَّوَّابُونَ. All of the children of Adam wrong themselves, but the best of those who wrong themselves, they are those who repent afterwards. That's the best. Everybody make mistakes. Everybody wrong themselves. But the best of those who wrong themselves are those who repent afterwards. Immediately they say, listen man, subhanAllah. Okay, I've done it. A'udhu billah. I shouldn't do this again. And he repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and turned to Allah. The Shaykh says, فَلَا يَعْنِي أَنَّ الْإِنسَانَ إِذَا دَخَلَ بَابًا مِنْ هَذِهِ الْأَبْوَابُ الْمُفَتَّحَةِ أَوْ سَلَكَ جَادَّةً مِنْ هَذِهِ الْجَوَادِ الْمُهْلِكَةِ لَا يَعْنِي ذَلِكَ أَنْ يَتَمَادَ فِي الْبَاطِلِ وَأَنْ يَسْتَمِرَ فِي طَرِيقِ الْغِوَايَةِ بَلْ الْوَاجِبُ عَلَيْهِ أَنْ يَعُودَ وَيُنِيبَ إِلَى الصِّرَاطِ إِلَى طَرِيقِ اللَّهِ وَصِرَاطِ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. He says, now the conclusion of this, now the Shaykh is talking about the first hadith, that's why I mentioned it, so that you know what the Shaykh is talking about. The Shaykh is talking about the first hadith and the second hadith. He says, now it doesn't mean that when a person finds himself going through that curtain, you know the curtains, you remember? He says, when a person finds himself going through that curtain, or finding himself on one of those paths that are beside the straight path, it doesn't mean that a person just be comfortable with that. Some people are comfortable with sins, man. Become a habit. Akhi, looking at a woman is haram. It's a sin. What about somebody moving with a woman? He live with her. She's not his wife or nothing. They become comfortable with the sin. Staying around somebody who smoke and you don't advise them or this, that's a sin. What about being comfortable? I say, oh, what do you smoke? Man, that's good, man. Yeah, that's good. A'udhu billah. Seeing a person with a dog, a Muslim with a dog in the house, Chihuahua or something, not the dogs that it's permissible to have. That's a pet dog. And you know they don't supposed to have that dog. It's against the deen. Oh, nice dog. Oh, it's haram to pat it, but... it's haram for you to pat it, but it's okay for that Muslim to have it? No, you should talk to them and tell them, listen, man, you shouldn't supposed to have that. Because certain people are imitating the kuffar. And the Prophet said in the hadith, لَتَتَّبِعَنَّ سَنَنَ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ. Certainly you will follow the ways of those who came before you, meaning the Jews and the Christians. Prophet ﷺ, he said, subhanAllah, step by step. They put a step, you put a step behind them. Even if they get to a lizard hole, you will follow them in that. A lot of Muslims are following, imitating the kuffar. They still have the same haircuts. The kuffar have their haircuts, Muslims have haircuts. Muslims wear their jeans after they soak them in bleach. The kuffar, right? They come up with that, jeans in bleach, remember? Muslims are wearing them in Muslim countries too. Kuffar wearing earrings, Muslims wearing earrings. Even some Muslims, wal-iyadu billah, they hang in necklaces with the cross on their chests. Muslims, imitating the kuffar. Muslims celebrate Christmas. Muslims. In some Muslim countries, there are Muslims who celebrate Christmas. They have the tree too. And they decorate it with all jingle bells and all that stuff. They chant the jingle bell and all that. If they cannot say it because some of them don't know English, they just play the tape. Muslims, ya Ikhwan, celebrate Easter. They get down in Turkey too. That's when they did Turkey?
Thanksgiving.
Mashallah. The Shaykh says, if a person finds himself in any of these paths, try to get out of it. Same way. When you find yourself lost and away from the path that's taken you to where you want to go, what you do, like Harun, Jazallah Khair, tell us, you make your turn, you go back to the path. Likewise, man, you wrong yourself, make a U-turn, go back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Go back to Islam. Go back to your identity. Go back to that which is right. And a person should not continue on falsehood, continue on a path of destruction. If you see yourself driving and then there is signs that tell you, hey, the bridge is out. You know what I mean, bridge is out. It's broke. There's a cliff. The road is shut down. There's a cliff. Well, what we usually people do, they go on like 80 miles an hour and they see that sign. What they do? Slow down. They slow down. And what do? They continue. Do they ignore those signposts? No. If they ignore them, what happen? Huh? No, if they ignore them, that's the right thing they're supposed to do, turn around. But if they ignore them, the sign tell you, man, slow down, there is a cliff, man, that's it. You can't go no more. You're going to make a right or left, or you're going to come back. Person says, I don't care, man, those guys put that stuff. They don't know what they're talking about. Fall off the cliff. You hear about him in the news. Right or wrong? Well, the same thing. These paths have taken us to destruction. You think the shaitan was good for us? So when we see the signs, what is the signpost? Some ayah, hadith, khutbah, jumu'ah, a book, a class, something in you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, your nafs, you yourself say, what I'm doing here? So make your turn, like Mahmoud said. Alright? These are our brothers, man, the young brothers here, Mashi Tawheed, we learn from them as well. Make your turn, like Harun earlier said, you gotta make a U-turn and go back to the path. Then the Shaykh al-Hidayah, هي العلم بالحق والعمل به. What is Hidayah? Guidance. Is when you know the truth and act upon it. That's guidance. That's another way how we know if we're guided or not. Because somebody thinks like this, have a kufi on, grow his beard, put a thobe on, an izar. No, these are good things, alhamdulillah. It's from the deen of Allah. But that's not enough. This is how you check yourself. Are you guided? Are you truly guided or not? How? You know the truth and you act upon it. فَحَاجَةُ الْعَبْدِ إِلَى هَذَيْنِ الْأَمْرَيْنِ هِيَ أَشَدُّ مَا تَكُونُ حَاجَةً. He says his servant is in dire need to do to these two things. What are they? Knowing the truth and acting upon it. ولهذا تحتاج في هذه الحياة أن تجاهد نفسك على تحصيل العلوم النافعة علم الكتاب والسنة. He says for this reason you gotta strive hard, man. You gotta fight against your desires. A lot of people they just want to sit down and people they just want to relax. They just want to sit back. But you're going to do some work. You're going to strive hard, fight your whims and your desires. So you can learn beneficial knowledge. The knowledge of the book of Allah. The knowledge of the sunnah of the messenger of Allah. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. تجاهد نفسك على هذا الأمر العظيم. وأن تخصص في حياتك أوقاتا لذلك. لتتعلم ولتتفقه في دين الله. ولتعرف أحكام الله عز وجل ولترفع الجهل عن نفسك. No, he said you gotta fight. You gotta work hard. Strive hard in your life so that you can fulfill this great task, which is learning the deen of Allah. By making some time to learn the deen of Allah, to have correct understanding of the deen of Allah, to learn the rulings of Allah, so that you can be upon the path. So that you can remove yourself from ignorance. وَالْجَهْلُ دَاءٌ قَاتِلُ. Ignorance is a fatal disease. Subhanallah, ya akhwan. We find time to sleep, right or wrong. We find time to eat. We find time to play. We find time to have fun. We find time to do anything. Why can't we find time to learn the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Don't you know that if a person sleeps 8 hours every day, which is just the average to certain people, don't you know if a person sleeps at least 8 hours a day, meaning that the third of his life is gone in sleep. He was sleeping the third of his life. If somebody is 60 years old and he was sleeping 8 hours every day, what does that mean? 20 years of his life, he was sleeping. Nothing. What is left from him, from his life now? 40. Usually that person, let's say he didn't get serious about the deen until he get his puberty, you know, at 15 years old. But certain people, man, they don't, they until when they 30 and 40. Let's just say be nice. Ijlis, ya khan. Ijlis. Let's say now that this person, he becomes serious about the deen when he was 15. So how many years he have now? Huh? 25. Allahu Akbar. Those 25, how many hours he work a day? How much he spend in the bathroom, and how much he spend waiting to make a decision in the restaurant? Ah, okay. Reading the same menu, he memorized it. And when they say, you're ready to take the order? Oh, no, no, give us another half an hour. Half an hour. The Salaf, you know how much they do in a half an hour? SubhanAllah. Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah ta'ala, when that qadi, that judge came to him and tell him, would you please write a aqidah for me and my family? Shaykh al-Islam said to him, why should I write for you? There is a lot of books of the Salaf from the past. Grab any one of those books. Is this man was consistent, says, no, I want a aqidah from you. You live in our times and you know what's going on and the bid'ah and all these things. I want one. Shaykh al-Islam said, there is no need, man. There's a lot of books of the ulama of the past. The man was consistent. Shaykh al-Islam said, okay. And he wrote the al-wasitiyya. You know the al-wasitiyya? Huh? Between Asr and Maghrib. Right there. So, okay, I'll write something for you. So many ayats and ahadith. All of it is ayat and ahadith between Asr and Maghrib. What do we do between Asr and Maghrib? How many sins we commit by talking about people, getting ourselves involved in things that we have no business to be involved with, being places and looking at things we have no business to look at, right? But now if somebody wants to stay in the masjid between Asr and Maghrib, or between Maghrib and Isha, or something, alhamdulillah, spend some time in the house of Allah. Because when you're in the house of Allah, you're away from the dunya, alhamdulillah. When I read the Quran, some people are like, man, something wrong with that brother. He's not together. Maybe he has a jinn on him. If he has that jinn, we're all supposed to have that jinn. I'm telling you right now. To stay in the house of Allah, to read the Quran, to read Arabic and the Sunnah, that's a good jinn, I'm telling you right now. I'm not hoping for a jinn or nothing, but hey, may Allah protect us. I mean, but this is the way of our Salaf. This is the way that we're supposed to be upon. Barakallahu feekum. So the Shaykh, he says, you have to find some time, man, to read the Book of Allah, to gain knowledge, beneficial knowledge of the Book of Allah and the Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So that you can remove jahl from yourself, ignorance. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in Surah An-Nahl, verse 78, وَاللَّهُ أَخْرَجَكُمْ مِنْ بُطُونِ أُمَّهَاتِكُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ شَيْئًا. It is He, Allah, who brought you from the wombs of your mothers. He didn't know anything. Any one of us, when he came out from the womb of his mother, he know anything? He don't even know who you are. He don't even know a name until they name you. He didn't know what house you were born in, what state, what zip code, until they tell you that stuff. قال لكنه جعل لك سمعا وبصرا وفؤادا لتتعلم وتتفقه في دين الله ولتعرف أحكام الله سبحانه وتعالى. The Shaykh says, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought you to this dunya after He put in you what? Sight. You have a sight. You have a hearing. And you have an intellect. You have an heart. So that you can comprehend the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and understand the deen of Allah. And so that you'll be able to use that which Allah has given you, these favors. The hearing, the sight. the intellect, the understanding, so that you can learn what Allah wants from you. Why you're here on this earth? Why you're here? You ask yourself that question. قَالْ فَتَحْتَاجُ إِلَى الْعِلْمِ بِدِينِ اللَّهِ وَتَحْتَاجُ إِلَى الْعَمَلِ بِدِينِهِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى. He says, yes, you're in dire need to learn the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And likewise, once you learn, you're in dire need to act upon the deen of Allah. Put it to your life. It works. Those who learn the deen and act upon it, they're free from problems. They're free from worries. They're free from depression and anxiety. Because they are on the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَمَنْ كَانَ عَالِمًا عَامِلًا فَهُوَ مُهْتَدٍ رَاشِدٍ. The Shaykh says, whoever have knowledge and act upon it, he is the one who is truly guided and successful. In this life and in the next one, inshaAllah. وَمَنْ كَانَ مُخِلًّا بِالْأَمْرَيْنِ فَهُوَ ضَالٌ غَاوٍ. And whoever neglects these two matters, he don't want to learn the deen, not making no effort, any effort whatsoever to learn the deen, and then he doesn't act upon the deen. And even if he do action, how? What do you think about action that performed based on ignorance? That's why that person, he's misguided. And he's causing himself to be destroyed, to be ruined, wal-iyadu billah. We continue after the adhan, inshaAllah ta'ala. In the Shaykh Abdul Razzaq al-Abbad, hafidhahu Allah ta'ala, he says, وَتَأَمَّلْ مَعِي هَذِهِ الْآيَةِ الْكَرِيمَةِ فِي أَوَّلِ سُورَةِ النَّجْمِ. He says, now I want you to reflect and ponder with me upon this noble ayah, this noble verse in the beginning of Surah Al-Najm. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَالنَّجْمِ إِذَا هَوَى مَا ضَلَّ صَاحِبُكُمْ. قال الشيخ يعني محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. وَمَا غَوَى. By the star when it goes down or vanishes, your companion, meaning Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, has neither gone astray nor has erred, meaning falling to error. قال الشيخ عبد الرزاق حفظه الله. نفى الله عنه الضلال ونفى عنه الغواية لكمال علمه وعمله صلوات الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala freed the messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم from misguidance, for being astray and from errors. Why? Because he has perfected the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the actions. صلى الله عليه وسلم. Knowledge and actions, ya akhwan. قال فإذا أتسيت به واقتديت به وجاهدت نفسك على اتباعه وتعلم هديه واتباع سنته واقتفاء آثاره كنت بعيدا بحسب ذلك من الضلالة والغواية. The Shaykh says, now if you follow his example, the example of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if you strive against your own self and say to yourself, I got to follow him, meaning Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I got to learn his guidance that he was upon, and then I got to follow his sunnah, I got to emulate his example. If you do this, you will be far away, according to your actions, you'll be far away from misguidance and from errors in your religion. وَضِدُّ الضَّالِ الْمُهْتَدِ وَضِدُّ الْغَاوِ الرَّاشِدِ. The opposite of dal, misguided, is the one who is rightly guided. And the opposite of the one who commit mistakes and err in his religion is the one who is rashid, the one who is righteous, know what he's doing and doing the right things. فَمَنْ حَافَظَ عَلَى الْعِلْمِ وَالْعَمَلِ كَانَ مُهْتَدِيًا رَاشِدًا. So whoever preserve these two ingredients, knowledge and acting upon that knowledge, he is rightly guided. He is a righteous person and guided. He said, وَتَأَمَّلْ مَعِي أَيْضًا حَدِيثَ النَّبِيِّ عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ فِي وَصْفِ الْخُلَفَاءِ الرَّاشِدِينَ لِهَاتَيْنِ الْخِصْلَتَيْنِ الْعَظِيمَتَيْنِ اللتين هما قوام الأمر وسداده. He says, once again, I want you to reflect and ponder with me upon this hadith, in which the Prophet ﷺ described the rightly guided khulafa, the rightly guided khulafa, with these two great characteristics. These are the characteristics that shows how upright and guided truly a person is or not upon this deen. The Prophet ﷺ said, عليكم بسنتي وسنة الخلفاء المهديين الراشدين تمسكوا بها وعدوا عليها بالنواجد وإياكم ومحدثات الأمور فإن كل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة. Prophet ﷺ says, follow my sunnah. And the sunnah of the rightly guided Khalifa, the Khulafa al-Rashidun, Abu Bakr, Umar, Uthman, Ali, radiallahu anhum. Hold on firm to it. Bite on it with your molars. And beware of the newly invented matters. For indeed, every newly invented matter is an innovation, and every innovation is misguidance. فَوَصَفَهُمْ بِالْهِدَايَةِ وَبِالرَّشَادِ. Abdullah. Sit over here. Hey, listen. Turn over here. Sit correctly, please. فَوَصَفَهُمْ بِالْهِدَايَةِ وَبِالرَّشَادِ. The Prophet ﷺ, he described them that they are guided, rightly guided. وَصَفَهُمْ بِالْهِدَايَةِ لِسَلَامَةِ عِلْمِهِمْ. Why the Prophet ﷺ described them that they are guided? Because of their knowledge, the purity of the knowledge they have. See? That's guidance. Not somebody find his own way to be guided. No. Doesn't work like that. Purity of knowledge. وَوَصَفَهُمْ بِالرَّشَادِ لِحُسْنِي وَتَمَامِ عَمَلِهِمْ لأنهم في ذلك مقتدين بالنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم النبي الكريم. And he described them, they are rashidun, righteous people, because of their perfect actions. Their actions are sound and complete. They complete their actions. Why? Because they follow the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم. See, that's why. They follow the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In knowledge, they get the knowledge from him, and they act upon it as he did and as he taught them sallallahu alaihi wasallam. ولهذا قدمت أن ركني الهداية الذين لا قوام للهداية بهما العلم والعمل. The Sheikh said, that's why I mentioned to you before that the two main ingredients of guidance, that it is impossible for somebody to be rightly guided without them, knowledge and actions. Of course, beneficial knowledge from the Book of Allah and the Sunnah of the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم, and righteous actions. فَبِهِمَا يَكُونُ الْعَبْدُ مُهْتَدِيًا وَبِهِمَا يَكُونُ الْعَبْدُ رَاشِدًا. With these two ingredients, knowledge, beneficial knowledge, and righteous actions, a person will be rightly guided, and he's doing that which is right and pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَبِهِمَا يَكُونُ عَلَى صِرَاطِ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. And only with these two components, a person will be upon the right path. قَالَ وَالْعِلْمُ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ. Then the Shaykh says, and knowledge is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you see now the importance of knowledge, Ikhwan. Learning. Of course, these classes we have at Masjid Tawheed is a start. If you can go to the ulama yourself, go. Ain't nobody going to hold you back and say, stay with us. We say, MashaAllah, may Allah make your journey easy for you. But if you cannot go, why you still here? Why you still try to figure out how you get there? What? Make the best of it while you're still here. Preserve the prayers. Read the Quran. Attend the classes. These classes are not for entertainment. That's for us. Alhamdulillah for this class, ya akhwan. Wallahi, Some of us, we take it for granted. Other people in other states, man, they be following on the internet. Yes. When I was at Masjid al-Rahma in New Jersey, because I spent 6 years over there, this family, this couple of families, but this family I know, this sister and her mother, she's old. They from Sri Lanka. You know Sri Lanka? This is like an island right on the bottom of India, on the Indian Ocean. This sister and her mother, who's old, they set the alarm clock to get up to listen to our classes. Ya akhi, subhanallah, man. And they didn't miss a class. And if they miss a class because sometimes the pal talk doesn't work, they send the masjid. They send the masjid an email. Please, would you send us the recording because we missed the class. We were there. We were waiting for you guys, but we couldn't. You guys didn't come. And you know the difference between us and them? Now it's what? It's 8 o'clock? What time is in Sri Lanka right now? Who have the iPhone? What time in India? I think they're like 10 hours at least ahead. 10 hours at least. It's 6 o'clock in the morning or 5 o'clock in the morning. We used to start our classes, in, especially in the winter, around 5 o'clock. That's like 3 o'clock in the morning their time. Akhi, they set the alarm to get up to listen to a class. La ilaha illallah. People, they live right here, 2 minutes from the masjid. Some people worse. The class is given, they go outside and spend 40 minutes talking in a parking lot. Talking about what? If this is something important, na'am, mashallah, emergency, we're not talking about that. We're just going to go over there and sit and talk about, I don't know, Obama, you think he's going to win again. Are you winning? You worry about Obama, you're not worrying about yourself? You think those guys in the White House, they're doing good? Okay, you're here in the White House too. What is your White House? Which house you standing in? Are you doing good or not? That's what we need to know, ya akhwan. And that's the purpose of these classes. Then the Shaykh in the end, he gave a dua. He said, dua, he says, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep us upon the right path. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from those many paths of misguidance and ruin and destruction. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us always firm to do that which is good for us. He says, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rectify our deeds. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us firm upon the religion. Because there is no safety and no protection, no success without us practicing the religion properly. And he said also, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rectify our livelihood. Because we need our livelihood, because it will help us in this dunya to do what we were created for. He says, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make that Allah be pleased with us actually when we meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on Yawm al-Qiyamah. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make every moment in this life a moment that we will increase in good. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make death as a mean of ease from the fitan of this life and from every evil. He says, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us guidance and keep us firm upon the path. He says, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us taqwa. And may Allah grant us ghina, self-sufficiency. We don't be looking at the dunya, be looking at this. To be contempt, actually, to be contempt, the better term of translation. May Allah give us that which make us contempt. Man, I have content. Content. Barakallahu fiq. You gotta pay attention to me. Alright? Be content with whatever you have. You have that paycheck, that pay the rent, bring halal food. You, alhamdulillah, that's it. But you're doing what you're supposed to be doing. You're worshipping your Lord, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not to cause us to be astray after He guides us. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not to allow us to stray away from the path after Allah guide us to the path. And we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then we thank the Shaykh, hafidhahullah, May Allah protect him and reward him and his father, our beloved Shaykh Al-Allama Abdul Muhsin Al-Abbad, and all of the Mashayikh of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. May Allah have mercy on those who died amongst them. And may Allah protect and preserve and increase in knowledge those who are still alive from them. And may Allah allow us to benefit from them. Subhanakallahu bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.